Blackstone Audio presents Waiting on You by Kristen Higgins. This book was read by Amy Rubinate. This book is dedicated to my beamish boy, Declan, who makes me laugh every single day. This is the part where I'm tempted to get mushy and sentimental and use a lot of nicknames, but I'll try to keep it dignified. Let's just say that you're everything a mother could ever hope for in a son, and I love you. Tremendously. Chapter 1. Drinks are on the house! A cheer went up from the gang, not just because Colleen O'Rourke, the bartender and half-owner of the best and only bar in town, had just offered free booze, but because Brandy Morrison and Ted Standish had just gotten engaged. Colleen hugged the happy couple once more, then went behind the bar and accepted high fives from her regulars as she pulled beers and mixed martinis, poured wine, and slid glasses down the bar. After all, Brandy and Ted were her doing. That made, 14 couples she'd set on the road to matrimony? No, 15. Not bad. Not bad at all.
"Good job, Col,"
said Gerard Chartier, accepting his free Cooper's Cave IPA. He sat at the end of the bar, where the fire department was having a meeting, the agenda of which seemed to be O'Rourke's list of microbrews. She wasn't complaining. They were good for business. "Your sorry single state hasn't gone unnoticed," she said, rubbing his bald head. "Not to worry. You're next."
"I'd rather stay single."
"No, you wouldn't. Trust Auntie Colleen, ever wise and all-knowing."
"Colleen!"
Her brother Connor yelled from the kitchen.